Good morning, I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to learn about the Astoria Band Boosters. What is that organization, and why is it important? In the studio, I have some very talented young musicians, as well as Jeremy Johnson. He is the band director for the Astoria Middle School, the Astoria High School, and he does a music program at Lewis and Clark Elementary School. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, really glad to be here.
I'm happy to have you here, and I'm looking forward to hearing your story. I also have in the studio Sam Rasko. Sam is president of the Astoria Band Boosters. Hi, Sam.
Hi, good morning, Donna.
Good morning. In the studio, we also have Keegan Rasko. Keegan is Sam's son, and hi, Keegan.
Hello.
Glad to have you here in the studio. And later on, we're going to be hearing some music from you, I think. Next, we also have Maylee Robindot. Maylee, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, and you'll learn about what Maylee plays in a little bit. We also then have the band council president, Zach Larson. Hi, Zach.
Hello.
Glad you're here. And last but certainly not least, we have Johnny Barker. Johnny, say hi.
Hey.
Okay. So thanks for taking time out of school to be here today. I really appreciate that. I'm hoping your teachers are supportive. Before we talk about an event in which you can support the Astoria Band Boosters, which is Friday, it's just coming up on February 28th. It's Tuesday, February 28th at Fort George. It's Fort George Benefit Night for the Astoria Band Boosters. It's a night of music, good food, good cheer, and it's all for a good cause. And that's happening Tuesday, February 28th from 4:30 to 9 p.m. So we will be talking about that event today. But first, let's learn a little bit about Jeremy Johnson, the band director. Jeremy, tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here in Astoria. I love it here. I came from, grew up in Boise, Idaho, and went to BYU, Idaho. Then straight out of that, I was teaching in Salt Lake. Most recently, I was teaching on the Navajo Reservation in southeastern Utah in Monument Valley. And then from there, came out here to Astoria, and I'm really excited to be in this beautiful town.
Clearly, music is something that you've loved all your life.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we'll talk again after we introduce Sam about why that's so important in our schools. Sam Rasko, tell the listening audience about yourself, please.
Well, as you know, I've been here once or twice with you before. My real job is with the Clatsop County Historical Society as director of marketing. But today I did have to switch hats and here for the Band Boosters, of course.
Yes, and your son plays an instrument. We're going to actually talk to Keegan next. Keegan, please tell the listening audience what instrument you play and why you're in the band and what grade you're in.
Well, I play trumpet, and I've been doing so for about 4 years now, 3 years? I think 4 years, actually. Yeah, 4 years. And I wouldn't have gotten interested in music if it weren't for the requirement of being in a music class the first year of middle school, because I hated music before that. And then now I've really understood that it's something that's touches a lot of people in a lot of different ways and allows us to express ourselves in multiple fashions and really lets us see into each other.
You're a freshman this year, right?
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And Maylee Robindot, please tell us what instrument you play and a little bit about yourself.
So I play the tenor saxophone. I'm currently a sophomore. It's my sixth year playing, and I really enjoy it because I think it's a really good outlet for being creative.
Yes, and music and math are closely related, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. And now we have the band council president, Zach Larson. Zach, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm currently a sophomore at high school. I play percussion, and I really like music just because it helps me calm down a lot and lets me express my emotions in ways that I couldn't do before, and I really love it.
So music can not only be a powerful force for entertaining people and cheering people up, it's a healing modality.
Yeah, it is.
Good. Thank you. And Johnny Barker, please tell us about yourself.
Hey, so I'm a junior in high school right now, and I play the drums. I'm a percussionist. And I've been playing for a while. Since I was like 8 or something. But I just like doing it because every time I sit down and play, it brings a new kind of feeling, you know? and I really like that. And it's like music only gives me that type of feeling.
Hmm. Thank you. That's great. So how did the Estuary Band Boosters come into being? Let's talk about what it is. You're a 501c3. Clearly, we know that music is not funded as well as it needs to be in schools.
Certainly. Band Boosters actually go way back to Tom and Kathleen Strecker about 14 years ago, saw a need and a desire to start up the marching band at the high school again. And it's kind of been the story all since that time. They struggled at the beginning, got themselves set up as a 501c3 and scraped together and have built quite a little program now where we're able to do a lot of things for the kids, repair instruments, buy new ones. The travel expenses, as you can imagine, for the marching band themselves is quite a bit. So it's been a great program, and I came late to the party. I've just been doing it for a year now. Tom and Kathleen have happily retired and have left the area, so we're hoping to continue in their name and make it a successful program out of it still.
So Astoria Bands, it's at BANDS.org is your website?
Correct, AstoriaBands.org.
AstoriaBands.org. So if you want to go to their website, you can certainly make a donation there. However, again, going to Fort George on Tuesday, February 28th from 4:30 to 9 to eat, drink, and support the Estuary Bands. What a good cause.
Yeah, the Fort George, I don't know if you're aware, every month they feature a particular nonprofit locally and help them to raise funds. So not only do they donate all their proceeds from that evening, but they allow us to do raffles, auctions, and so forth. And that evening, we're actually going to have our band members there and entertain the audience. And we're hoping we'll also have several other members from the community making appearances as well.
Ooh, that sounds like
a fun night.
Fun, exciting musical night. Jeremy, what is the state of music in the schools these days? Why is it so important, do you think, for our young people, our students?
There are a lot of studies. I don't know if you would say thousands of studies that have been done about the benefits of music in education, from developing the whole child to helping with scores. It's been proven that students who are involved in music have a higher salary. They're more innovative, creative. There's so many benefits. And as far as the state of music in education in our country, I would say that it depends on where you are. I think they're fundamental issues, especially when it comes to funding, that could very easily be addressed, and that's why we need help from the community. We really need help, the communities, to step up and kind of fill those gaps where funding doesn't really pay for all the instrument needs that we have. A growing program in Monument or Astoria is a growing program. We have a very large middle school band, a large and growing high school band. And with that comes needs with uniforms, with travel expenses, music, buying new sheet music, instrument repairs, percussion instruments. We have needs in those areas. And if we're going to grow and be as great as we really want to be, then we definitely need the support of the community. And we really appreciate the Band Boosters and their efforts.
Why are students drawn to bands? Of course, you teach at Lewis and Clark. That's a music education. How to explain that program?
Yeah,
please.
It's a general music program. I teach with Angela Calvin. The two of us teach over there at Lewis and Clark Elementary School, actually where I came from, coming here. And that's general music. So we teach kind of the fundamental basics skills of note reading, counting, rhythms. They get some hands-on experience. We do some ukulele. We actually have some little electric pianos over there, and we're teaching kind of basic piano skills. And so it's a good program. And again, it's a program that would be great if we could get some extra help with.
Okay, it seems to me that being part of a band is not really a competitive thing for students. It's really, there's a camaraderie, I would think, that when you're part of the band, you not only get to express your own individuality as you're playing, and yet you learn how to also work together as a team.
Yeah, the skills you learn as far as being a part of a community and contributing to a community, contributing to an organization, there really isn't any other group in the schools that really is able to teach kids those specific skill sets. And music really, really does that. And like you said, in a kind of a non-competitive way, there are competitions, but really the main goal of music is to express ourselves, express emotions that we don't really express in other areas of our lives. Develop the whole child, really the whole emotional child. And you can't really do that necessarily in math class or, you know, in science, probably a little bit in English.
And Sam, the Astoria Band Boosters, they offer, I'm sure, scholarships for kids who want to be in the band but can't afford uniforms, can't afford instruments.
Yeah, we try to help anybody that wants to be, and we never want to turn away any student that is interested in being in the band, especially due to financial reasons. The kids have been really great about their fundraising efforts over the years, and we encourage anybody that does need financial help that we will take care of that, but we do ask them also to participate in the fundraising side of things. Every month we do a can and bottle drive that you may be aware of. The first Sunday of every month, bring your cans and bottles to the high school. So that's been a really successful program. But yeah, our primary goal is to get any student involved that wants to be in music, and money should never stand in the way of that.
And like you said, the kids really are actively involved. I mean, they spend a lot of time outside of the normal class time, normal rehearsal time, Saturdays, evenings, pep band tonight. We're going to be over at the gym playing for the Astoria basketball team.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at the pep band because they play through all the games, and they're there all night long, whereas the team finishes their game and they get to go home and rest. So I'm very proud of the fact that they stick it out. And they pretty much stand there the whole time for like, what, 4 or 5 hours?
Yep.
Crazy.
So I guess it's also, it's physically demanding, especially the marching band, right?
Especially the marching band.
Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, Keegan, what was it? Was it in one of your classes they made, in one of your PE classes,
one of our PE teacher was having us, he said that sometimes he's not fair in the fact that basketball people had a game that night, and then he was going to modify their warm-up for that day and during PE class, and he said, because they do more work tonight than everybody else has to do. And then I had somebody else in the group, because I didn't want to do it, raise their hand and say, well, what about the pep band? And then so Mr. Thompson runs across the hall to Mr. Johnson and asks him, what about pep band? And then Mr. Johnson said, yes, we got a modified PE warm-up that day.
Because you're practicing PE when you're marching and when you're in the pep band. So how many opportunities are there for students to play throughout the year? Obviously, there are practices and rehearsals all the time, but what are the actual performances that are going on these days?
We have a lot of performances, especially this time of year. This is the festival season, and so the end of this month we have a concert on the 27th, the pre-festival concert, and then we have our festival before the event on the 28th. The band is going to be bussed out to St. Helens to do a festival with the region, and then in March we have a couple festivals coming up. The jazz band, some people may have seen us over there on the street corner playing some jazz for the art walk. We just try to play as often as we can, and we're trying to increase the amount of concerts that we have for the community, especially because we understand the value that music is in this community. Something I've come to understand in the last few months.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to be able to hear some snippets from some jazz tunes from these talented young musicians in the studio in just a minute. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about the Astoria Band Boosters. This is a nonprofit 501c3 organization supporting our students with music, with band. And there is a benefit night at Fort George on Tuesday, February 28th from 4:30 to 9, where you will be hearing music from the Astoria High School Jazz Band and some special other appearances, surprising kinds of things, apparently. And there will be raffle items, and all the donations from the upstairs in Fort George will go to support the Astoria Band Boosters. So in the studio today, I have Sam Rasko. He is the president of the Astoria Band Boosters. Jeremy Johnson is here. He is the band director at Astoria Middle School, Astoria High School, and also teaches a music appreciation program with instruments at Lewis and Clark Elementary School. We also in the studio have Johnny Barker. He is a percussionist. He's a junior at Astoria High School. We have a band council president who's a sophomore playing percussion as well, Zach Larson. We have maybe Robin Dott. She's a saxophonist and she's a sophomore at Astoria High School. And we have Keegan Rasko, who plays the trumpet. So and he is a freshman at Astoria High School. So and we're going to now hear some music from you all. So I'm really excited. So let's just let's listen here for a minute.
The first song we're going to play is called Autumn Leaves.
The second song we're about to do is When You Wish Upon a Star.
Thank you so much. That was fabulous. That's exactly why we need to support Astoria Band Boosters, and we need to show up at Fort George on Tuesday, February 28th. And you can also go to the Astoria Band Boosters website, astoriabands.org. Music gives these young people more than we can ever even say. So we just have a few minutes left. Any last things that you would like the listening audience to know, Sam Rasko?
I just want to say thank you once again for having us here and giving us an opportunity to make everybody aware of the Band Booster program and how important it is to the music program in the school district. And we look forward to seeing them all Fort George on Tuesday, February 28th.
Absolutely. It's music is healthy for body, mind, and spirit. And
I should add that they don't necessarily have to stay and eat. They can actually get something to go, and we still get a little proceed from that, too.
Oh, great. So you can order a pizza.
Just plan dinner at Fort George on the 28th.
Okay. You can order a pizza and stay home as well. But, okay. Jeremy Johnson, band director, anything you'd like to say?
Reiterate what Sam said, that I'm really grateful to you for you guys for letting us come in here and talk this up. We have the support of not just the community, the administration of the schools are very supportive of music for us, and just grateful for this great community, and hope you guys can come out to the Fort George fundraiser.
Thank you. Yes, and we do wish that there were more funding for music in the schools, but because there is not, we desperately need organizations like Astoria Band Boosters. So I encourage everyone to support that. Anything else you'd like to say? Keegan, Johnny, May Lee, anybody want to say anything else? Zach, before we end this program.
Thank you. Music's great. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Want to support all of you. Zach?
Thank you very much for having us. Music is really important, and I encourage everybody listening to listen to music because it's really fun and it's enjoyable to play. And come visit us. You'll see us play, too.
Yes, absolutely. Music changes lives. Art changes lives. This is an art form which many people benefit from. So thanks to all of you. Thank you, Astoria Band Boosters. And we will see you on February 28th at Fort George. I want to thank Graham, who's been the engineer today. Thank you so much, Graham, for handling all of the music. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's so good for you. And I'm sure you all have to breathe when you're playing music, and that's good for your bodies. Yes. Breathing, so important. Deep breath. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on those things which are going well, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.